This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to WHL This Week Radio Edition. Could Portland Seth Jones go number one this summer at the NHL Entry Draft? Jones is on top of the NHL Central Scouting Fall Preliminary Rankings in the WHL and is said to be in a two-horse race with Nathan MacKinnon of Halifax for that first overall pick. Jones will join us in moments. Former Tri-City Americans All-Star goaltender Carey Price is back in Kennewick with the NHL lockout continuing. We'll have more with the Montreal Canadiens' number one tender. And Kamloops Blazer forward Colin Smith is once again the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He'll join us as well. Well, towering defenseman Seth Jones is impressed in his rookie season so far in Portland. The American-born D-man could go number one at the draft this summer, but it's something he's not focusing on.
Well, it's not too important to me. You know, obviously that'd be a dream come true, and being drafted would be a dream come true for me. But, you know, being number one is a whole nother level, and that'd be awesome. But, you know, number two, three, four would be just fine with me.
Seth, tell me about your first 2 months in Portland with the Winterhawks. Is the league what you expected? Has there been any surprises, perhaps any disappointments? Tell me all about it.
There have been no disappointments. It's been all great so far. You know, the league is a very fast-paced league. It's a very physical league, and, you know, there are a lot of puck movers in this league who, you know how to really play the game and kind of get you off your game too. So it's been really enjoyable, and it's been another level for me for sure.
You've seen some of your teammates go away for the Subway Super Series. Of course, not eligible for that because of the American passport you have. But how much forward are you looking to the World Junior Championships in Russia this year?
World Junior should be a lot of fun this year. You know, it'll be a whole new experience because it's over in Russia. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to hopefully playing for Team USA this year and doing a little better than seventh place from last year. So it's going to be a bounce back year for us for sure this year.
So you got Ty Ratty in there who will likely make the Canadian team. Is there any chit-chat or anything going on yet about World Juniors between you guys?
Not really. Me and Ty actually lived together back in Portland. So, you know, we're on the close lookout for each other's teams and our countries. And, you know, we obviously know that there's a slight chance that we may play against each other. And we have a good relationship, so it'll be fun over there for sure.
Well, that'd be a great matchup. How do you play Ty Ratty on a one-on-one?
I have no idea yet. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Appreciate your time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Hunter Shinkarik of the Medicine Hat Tigers is the second-ranked WHL skater, with Brandon's Ryan Pollock ranked third. Tri-City Americans goaltender Eric Comrie is the top-rated WHL draft-eligible goaltender.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
And speaking of Tri-City American goaltenders, Carey Price recently spent some time around his old junior club, and Craig West caught up with him.
Pricey, good to have you back in the Tri-Cities.
Yeah, it's great to be back.
Looking up in the rafters, you had a chance to practice out and see some of the banners that have come up since you left the Tri-Cities back in 2007. It's kind of nice to know you paved the road.
Yeah, well, I think management's done a great job of recruiting the right type of players. They brought in quality kids. I think that's very important when you're trying to build a winning team. And it's very fun to see how well they've done in consecutive years, really. That's tough to do at the junior level.
When you came in, you handed off the baton to Chet Pickard, and then Chet hands it off to Drew Owsley. Eventually, it becomes Ty Rimmer and now Eric Comrie, and you'll get a chance to work with Eric a bit here in your time, just like Ole Kolza did back in the lockout several years ago with you.
Yeah, I got the chance to meet him when I was in Pittsburgh. His brother was playing for the Penguins at the time, so I got to meet him. He seems like a very, very good kid, and it seems like he had a very good start to this season. He seems like he's got a lot of upside. From what I hear, he's a very dedicated goaltender. And yeah, it's pretty cool to be back and spend some time with the junior team, because I remember when Ole came here, I really enjoyed having him around.
You get a chance right now. You're about 70 days into a lockout. Are you getting antsy right now?
Yeah, it's definitely getting tough for a goaltender, especially. You know, playing 3-on-3 for 3 months, it gets pretty old. So I think the hardest part about it is just staying motivated. You know, it is my profession after all, so I have to stay in good shape. But when you don't have a set goal or a set start date, it definitely gets draining mentally.
Over 20% of the players in the National Hockey League are graduates of the WHL, cementing it as the undisputed leader in developing professional NHL caliber talent. San Jose Sharks head coach and former head coach and general manager of the Swift Current Broncos, Todd McClellan.
I think it's one of the best leagues, if not the best league in the world, for young development. I know the players are treated extremely well. When I'm asked questions in Northern California what the league is all about, I kind of sum it up and say it's a little mini NHL. I really believe that that's where it's at.
Besides being an NHL coach, Todd's also a hockey dad.
In the right environment with the right coaches in a very good city and program, I think any type of player can develop, whether he's a high-end or a mid-range player. Again, schooling is very important for us as a family and for him as an individual, but I do know that he can get that here, both at the high school level and post-secondary. The program is second to none, and I think it's a great thing that the league members have agreed to support it as well as they have.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now. The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Kamloops Blazer forward Colin Smith has picked up his second Denny's WHL Player of the Week award after 7 weekend points. He remains 1-2 in league scoring with line mate JC Lapon.
Colin, a fourth time for this line that you guys have been honored by the league.
Yeah, it's an honor. I think any time you can be recognized, throughout the league, it's something, you know, that you're proud of. And as a line, you can't do it by yourself. And it's important to have chemistry, and I think, I'm thankful for those guys helping me out.
This line has been a bit of a roller coaster this year. You started off so hot, November maybe cooled off, and I know it's well documented whether you guys are rolling or you're struggling.
Yeah, we knew right away there was going to be some attention, and I think with success comes the territory, and I think the important thing for all three of us is constantly trying to get better, because team's going to give us our best, and then we need to push our A game and make it better. And it's something we work on in practice, day in and day out, and I think that just goes towards our work ethic.
Colin, this Blazer team is undergoing a bit of a facelift these days. Players coming and going. You've had some injury problems. The latest player to leave is Jordan DePap, a 20-year-old, but you bring in 20-year-old Charles Inglis out of Red Deer. There's been a lot of movement lately.
Yeah, it's, with sports, it's unexpected sometimes, and, it's really unfortunate to see that happen to Jordan, especially because he saw him work so hard last year and get back into it, and then to have that happen, you don't wish that on anybody, and, we wish him all the best. He was a great guy, and we're going to miss him around the room. And as far as, our new acquisitions, anything to help our hockey club is what's important. I think, we've done some things that can pay dividends in the future.
And there's been some creativity for sure. You guys have combined for some unbelievable goals this year. You're usually in the plays of the week every week. Talk about the knack for just scoring that highlight reel goal so far this year.
Like I said, sometimes it's not like we're looking for it. I think it just comes natural. We all have an idea of where we're going to be, and we're unselfish, and we want to find each other. And I think that's probably one of the most important things, is no one guy thinks it's his show or wants to be the star. I think we try and find each other, and we use each other's assets, and that's what happens.
And that's the show this week. I want to say thanks to Craig West in Tri-City for his help. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.